Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Thanks for starting your morning the best way. Obviously with us here on The Daily Tip. I'm Chelsea Messenger. She's Kate Constable, filling in for Jenks. Kate, we know the definition of insanity, or at least according to like all the quotes that I've read on like the Instagram reels, is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Because I think about this when I clean the house every day and I'm like, all right, I've got the house clean, and knowing fully well that I will have to clean the house yet again, you know, 2 days later and it's going to be a mess. And that's fine. But do you ever think Joe Burrow feels this way? When he scores 34 points, and his defense can't shut down the other team and gives up 39 points to the Bills. Because this feels like the story with the Bengals for like the last few years, where last year it was Joe Burrow putting up MVP numbers, and yet the Bengals didn't even make the postseason. So I understand this week, maybe you say, okay, it's Josh Allen. What do you want us to do? But still, this has to be frustrating for Joe Burrow.
I don't know how he... I don't know how he continues to play with this organization. But, like, I mean, they're paying him a whole lot of money. So he kind of, you know, has to. I would be so frustrated if I were him. And granted, he threw two picks yesterday. He wasn't perfect. Yeah. He did throw four touchdowns. Mm-hmm. But, like, he made a couple mistakes himself. But, yeah, it's... I mean... To have such a poor defense year in and year out and it not be something that your organization prioritizes or fixes. Like, they really didn't do a whole lot this offseason. The biggest move was just to bring back one of the best pass rushers in the league in Trey Hendrickson. And then, of course, he gets hurt. So, like, it has to be like deja vu to Joe Burrow. And, I mean, do you think he kind of has these thoughts running through his head of, like, will I ever win a Super Bowl with this organization? I know he's gone to the Super Bowl once with them, but like, it's been a struggle since. And Chelsea, I mean, granted, like, he's had his injuries, so like, again, he has not been perfect, but for the team to go 1-8 without him come back, win that first game, I mean, put his team in a great opportunity to win yesterday, throws four touchdowns, 284 yards, almost 8 yards a toss, like, those are some pretty good numbers. It's just, you give up almost 40 points, you're probably going to lose that game every time.
This is where I start to more identify with NBA players. Because, like, Kate, imagine this situation unfolds in the NBA. Joe Burrow would have been gone years ago, right? He'd be like, yeah. Nah, I'm going to go to another team.
Yeah.
And you're going to make it happen. You're going to trade me, and you're going to like it.
So he would force a whole lot of drama. Force his way out, pull a James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving with the Nets a couple years ago. Like, We don't see that to that extent or that level in the NFL, but I wouldn't blame Joe Burrow if he didn't.
Right. It's just we don't see that in the NFL where, like, quarterbacks can demand trades. It would be crazy if we did, but I think it's just sad for all of us because I think we want to see the best players in the postseason. So when we are robbed of seeing Joe Burrow in the postseason for a second straight year because the Bengals can't get their ish together, and granted, this year Joe Burrow was hurt for most of the season. So, like, I understand that. It just feels like the same story every year where Joe Burrow, no matter how good of numbers he puts up, even against these great teams, because that's the frustrating part as well, is that Joe Burrow can go toe-to-toe with all the big names in the AFC. It's just, it's never good enough. And it's wild to think that early on in his career, he got all the way to a Super Bowl. They lost in the Super Bowl. And I'm not sure if he'll ever go back.
Not as long as he's with the Bengals and they operate like this. Like, part of the reason he's gotten hurt so many of these years is because he's getting blasted every snap because the offensive line can't hold up, too. And, like, the Bengals haven't done a whole lot to address the offensive line. So, if I'm Joe Burrow, I'm extra pissed at that aspect of it. But, like, to be sitting behind the Miami Dolphins in the standings right now, 4-9 for the Bengals, like, two games behind, like, that's got to be rough. And how fun would it be to watch Joe Burrow in the postseason? Like, such an electric player. He can score with the, I mean, he can throw the passes to score with the best of them. His decision-making, like, it's fun to watch him, and I want to watch him go on a deep playoff run, not fizzle out at the end of the regular season because he knows his team isn't making the playoffs.
Right. But I will say this. At least we should get Josh Allen in the playoffs because the big takeaway from that big game between the Bills and the Bengals is that Josh Allen still looks like Josh Allen with four total touchdowns in this game, three through the air, a rushing one, and went 22 of 28 and really put his team on his back because, you know, this was an uphill climb for Buffalo, even playing at home in the snow. The Bengals led most of this game. So for somebody who was on the Bengals plus 5.5, I thought that I could put my feet up and relax. Boy, was that stupid when Josh Allen is on the other side. I will say we did cover in this game by the hook. But still, Josh Allen has the ability to certainly do this on a weekly basis. And I knew this game was going to be good. I feel like these are the games that Josh Allen shines the most, is the shootouts with these other great quarterbacks. And we've seen it already this year, whether it was like the first of the season where, what was it against the Ravens back when we thought maybe the Ravens were good?
Yeah.
I think it was the Ravens.
Yeah. Very first game of the season, you know, when Josh Allen brought them back.
Right. So I think these are the games where, like, Josh Allen actually plays his best. So you look at the defense, you're like, all right, doesn't feel great that the Bills gave up, you know, 34 points on defense because their defense has been very erratic so far this season. But at the end of the day, you still have the trump card, and it's Josh Allen in a battle of two great quarterbacks. Ultimately, it's Josh Allen that walks away with the win.
I mean, talk about fun quarterbacks to watch. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. How do you rank Burrow and Allen in terms of, like, watchability? They're both right up at the top there. And, yeah, you're right. Josh Allen finds a way to win. I with the Chiefs, more than likely, can we just say the Chiefs are out of the playoffs? Like, why do we have to continue to I guess I'm talking to myself here.
Entertain that,
like,
thought.
Being like, well, maybe the Chiefs will miss the playoffs. The Chiefs are missing the playoffs, people. They are. So without the Chiefs in the playoffs, like, this is Josh Allen's time to shine. He can finally get over that hump. I would love to see the Bills go to the Super Bowl. And I know they're not the top team in the AFC, but, like, Josh Allen is a top-tier quarterback and certainly is capable of bringing that team to a Super Bowl. And after what he's done in some of these games this year with those comebacks against the Ravens yesterday, against the Bengals, like, Bills are never out of a game, ever, because they have Josh Allen.
Right, and that's why they're the favorites to win the AFC, despite not having the best record in their own division. They're plus 375, and the Patriots are 4-1. So what's crazy to me is that the odds makers and just about everybody else still has more faith in Josh Allen to take that pathway as a wild card.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Then Drake May and the Patriots, who have been just, you know, smooth sailing without a blip on the radar to win the AFC. And it makes sense because don't we all have this takeaway that, like, the postseason is a different game? And especially for these teams and these young quarterbacks who have not proven themselves, it can be a bigger challenge. So I think that's the takeaway as well. When we have the process of elimination where some of these seasoned quarterbacks who have been great in the postseason are not in the equation. Like, you take away Patrick Mahomes, who has been the bugaboo for Josh Allen. You see Lamar Jackson, and it feels like chances are getting dimmer for the Ravens. Maybe they make it in as a wild card, but they just don't look like a great team right now. Then it's like, okay, who's the team you want to trust? And that's why it feels like the Bills are favored at the top at plus 375. So let me ask you, if I gave you $10 right now, would you put it on the Bills to win the AFC, or would it be another team?
What are the odds for the other teams?
Broncos 4-1, Patriots 4-1, Texans plus 550. It's on the screen.
Oh, you're talking like if I actually bet on them with the odds. Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. I would put $10 on the Bills.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing as well, is you try to think like several steps ahead, because if the Bills make it to the AFC Championship game, who do you think's going to be favored? Like, clearly, you know, they're not going to have the home field advantage, and, you know, maybe that's the case. But still, the odds makers still give the credit to the Bills. So, like, my point being is that even if the Bills just get to the AFC Championship game, you have one side of the coin for plus 375, and it feels like the Bills will still be favored. So, like, that's what I'm trying to get at, is that, like, the hedging opportunity certainly will be there, where, you know, you could get both sides of the coin at plus money. Now, granted, the Bills still have to make it to the AFC Championship game. Yeah. But it feels like some of the value's gone on some of these, like, on the come up teams, because it was like just a few weeks ago when the Patriots were like 12-1 to win the AFC Championship. Now they're 4-1. I don't think I love those odds. And especially for a team like the Broncos, like, their defense is certainly something else. But their offense, I don't know if I can trust their offense.
I think if this game, if the AFC Championship game goes through Denver, which it's most likely going to go through Denver, that's a point where the Bills might be slight underdogs. They might be 2-point underdogs or whatever, because of home field advantage, because of the defense there. The thing is, like, I don't trust Bo Nix entirely, where, like, I trust Josh Allen, but I don't trust the Bills' defense quite as much as you trust the Broncos' defense, right? New England, I think, is more of the fully complete team in this conference, both sides of the ball. I'm not putting a dime on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence, no way. am I trusting him? Granted, they've won four straight games. Still not doing it. And then anyone below that, Chargers. I mean, like, maybe the Ravens, but, like, also Lamar Jackson kind of pees down his leg in the postseason. So, like, 15-1 is a nice number. But especially with all the issues that the offense has had this year and Lamar Jackson not fully healthy, like, no, I'll put it on the Bills and get a better money line price at +375 than what they will be on the money line. Because even if they're slight underdogs, like, they're not going to be +375 on the money line. It'll be +180, something like that, 160. Like, it's going to be, the odds are going to be very short, so you're going to get value either way.
Yeah, to me, since the Broncos and Patriots have the same odds, of those two teams, I would much rather trust the Patriots than the Broncos. If you're giving to me both at the same price. So I think, you know, we're on the same page there. Okay, so, Kate, I have this burning question as I'm watching some of the games on Sunday. And this is one of those where, obviously, hindsight is always 20/20. I want to preface by saying that. But I'm watching the Commanders get absolutely smoked by the Vikings, and then Jaden Daniels gets hurt again. I think to myself, what are they doing playing Jaden Daniels? So, Den covers the Commanders, our executive producer. So, Den, I want to ask you this question. Is this too, you know, Monday morning quarterback of me to say, what's he doing out there? Because you look at him and he goes back to the sideline and you're like, this is not a good season for the Commanders. And I understand he probably wants to play, but he's the face of your franchise. You know, this is the golden goose for the Commanders. Did you have any thoughts like this? Or is this me being too retrospective?
Well, I was in favor of him playing yesterday because a lot of things lined up. You know, you get Terry back and he hadn't played with Terry since week two. You had a fully healthy offensive line. He hadn't played behind a fully healthy offensive line. So there's a lot of things in the direction of, yeah, this is a good idea to bring him back. And then the game started. And, you know, they go on a really good first drive. But after that, they were not good. And the Vikings started bringing seven to the line of scrimmage. And Cliff Kingsbury had no answer for it. I mean, Kingsbury got smoked like a Sunday turkey. I mean, Brian Flores was running laps around Cliff Kingsbury. It was awful to watch. And then when he does get hurt, he leaves. And then Dan Quinn says, well, he didn't actually get hurt. It was just a precautionary thing. So there's so much confusion. I don't know that Dan Quinn knows what he's supposed to be doing right now. It's just overall, it's an awful season here in D.C. And the Jaden stuff is just makes it weird. Like, he's slamming his helmet on the sideline yesterday. We've never seen that. It's just an all-around very odd situation.
Denton, does he play at all the rest of the season? Sorry, Tulsa.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think he is. That's the craziest thing is that I think he's going to play next week against the Giants. And it's like, why are you pulling him against Minnesota if you're then going to put him back out there the next week? Like, eventually, you're going to have to keep him in the entire game. And so, like, they found themselves in this very weird situation. I think they just need to start losing games and, well, not start. They've lost 9 in a row, 8 in a row, whatever the game number is. Yeah, so they're pretty good at doing that. But yeah, like that one's fine. But I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what the plan is, and I don't know that they have a plan. It feels like they're doing a lot more reaction than anything, and that's just not a good way to handle a franchise quarterback.
It just feels like the takeaway to me is that people see these teams go on runs, and it's very easy to believe that, hey, this team's going to be back there next year, right? Like, look at what the Commanders were last year. And the future was so bright when you hit the bullseye and you won the lottery and the fact that you got a franchise quarterback, because obviously that's the hardest piece to get. And we see that with the Bengals as well, where early on in his tenure, he goes to a Super Bowl and you're like, oh, the Bengals are going to be back every single year. And it's just not the case. And I think it just goes to show like how impressive like the run has been for teams like the Chiefs, who are constantly winning their division. Staying at the top in the NFL is extremely difficult, as we're seeing with some of these other teams across the league. All right, coming up next, it's time to get our read on some of these early lines in the college football playoff. It's not just discussion. We got some things to bet on. It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and T's apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.